tossed them back.
You're good at this, for a girl.
His words were getting a little slurred, and he slapped a little tequila on the table when he filled the glasses again. I, on the other hand, just felt a warm glow in the middle of my body, slowly radiating out. I knew I was fine as long as the warmth didn't get to the ends of my fingers. Then, I'd be pretty much useless. We went through a couple more shots. The warmth was spreading, but slowly. The guy, though, was losing ground fast. There was more tequila on the table than in the glasses. His eyes were unfocused, and his head was starting to drop.
You almost done, little girl?
I had to laugh. That's some bravado you're putting on there. You can barely see me. Even if you had me in bed, you'd pass out before you even got it up. He grinned at me, a drunken grin.
You're funny.
His head dropped again, then he jerked it up.
You're funny and pretty. Are you drunk enough to fuck me yet?
Then his head hit the table. I waited for a count of 10, then pulled the bottle out of his hand. No need to waste half a bottle of tequila. I put the stopper back in, slid out of the booth, and went to my room. I was going to sleep very well tonight. I woke up the next morning with a hangover. In the shower, with